You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather round. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns, little toy drums, rooty toot toots and rum-a-tum-tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls, a toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids and girls in Boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas dream.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm a-telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
He's coming to town.
Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and it is swing time. We're doing a swing celebration on this episode, the 50th episode, ladies and gentlemen, of the Jazz Treasury podcast. Started about 2 years ago. Really excited to continue to bring you the history of jazz. A lot of the information I get is from the Marshall Cavendish Foundation magazine called Jazz Greats, put out in Great Britain back in the late 1990s. And they came with a CD and a magazine, and I also read a lot of books, and I have albums, and I have the internet to learn about these things. But also over 40 years of loving jazz and being from the New York City area, being able to hear some great jazz. So I'm here to share with you. Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. Today we're doing a holiday special, a swing episode, and that was Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, recorded in New York's, in Los Angeles, forgive me, in 1943. Tin Pan Alley. It was a union dreamt up in Tin Pan Alley heaven. The grouping of Bing Crosby's mellow fireside croon with the gum-chewing snappiness of Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, the Andrews Sisters. In the late 1930s, the trio strolled into the space left by the Boswell sisters and wailed their way to stardom with tunes like Rum and Coca-Cola and a bunch of 8-to-bar numbers like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B. Some of their biggest successes were with Bing, and include the country songs Pistol Packin' Mama and Don't Fence Me In. But we listen to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. For most of its history, jazz has been a party music. From when it was played at New Orleans parties, picnics and parades at the turn of the century, to its heyday in the 1930s and 40s, as music to move to in dance halls and nightclubs across the land. Although the musicians and singers, like Billie Holiday, were not always cheerful, fun-loving folk themselves, they certainly delivered the goods for all kinds of celebratory occasions, from Christmas and New Year to birthdays and anniversaries. Speaking of Billie Holiday, let's listen to one. I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. 1937, Billie Holiday is performing with her orchestra here, featuring Billy on vocals and Jonah Jones on trumpet, Edgar Sampson on clarinet and alto, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Teddy Wilson on piano, Alan Rouse on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. Let's listen to I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm on the Jazz Treasury.
But I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Billie Holiday, I've got my love to keep me warm. Snow is snowing, wind is blowing, but what a warmer welcome to our party, could you ask, than the mink-coated voice of Billie Holiday, especially when one of her fellow greeters is the big bearer of the tenor saxophone, Ben Webster, standing by the urbane figures of pianist Teddy Wilson and clarinetist Edgar Sampson. That tune you just heard, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, is impeccable small group jazz framing the finest voice of her era, Billie Holiday. Artists they may be, creative they certainly are, but there is no getting around the fact that for most of the time since jazz first appeared, jazz musicians have been in the jollity business. In New Orleans, they played for parties, picnics, and parades. Later, in Chicago and Kansas City, jazz was the favorite music of pleasure seekers in dives and speakeasies. Although, through the swing era, jazz grew to become the pop music of the day, only in fairly recent times has anyone used deadly words such as intellectual or challenging to describe the lively music that has been called the soundtrack of the 20th century. Speaking of that soundtrack, let's try another one. Bob Crosby. Now, I played one from Bob. In fact, our last episode was about Bob Crosby, Bing Crosby's younger brother. And so I want to play one because Bob did a Christmas tune here. It's Bob Crosby's Bobcats. Blow, blow, thou winter wind. 1939, New York City. Billy Butterfield on trumpet. Warren Smith on trombone. Irving Fazola clarinet, Eddie Miller tenor, Floyd Bean piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and Ray Boddick on drums. And we have Marion Mann doing the vocals. Let's listen to Bob Crosby's Bobcats, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, on the Jazz Treasury.
Sing hi-ho unto the green holly. Most friendship is feigning, most loving mere folly. So hi-ho the holly, this life is most jolly. Blow, blow thy winter wine. This life is most jolly. Blow, blow thy winter wine.
Oh, blow that thing!
Bob Crosby's Bobcats. Blow, blow thou a winter wind. 1939 in Chicago. Roasting the seasonal bard here are Bob Crosby's Bobcats, the small group within Bing's orchestra. One of the premier hot ensembles of the 1930s and 40s, the Bobcats boasted such talented members as trumpeter Billy Butterfield and tenor saxophonist Eddie Miller. Both heard soloing in that track. Marion Mann vivaciously invests Shakespeare's lyrics. Given the chance, most jazzmen go somewhere else for a drink when they have a break. But despite all their attempts to maintain some distance between themselves and their partying audiences, musicians have occasionally found their territory invaded. Somebody once called New Orleans a Mediterranean city in the Gulf of Mexico. And in one way, this is certainly true. Its French and Spanish origins mean that to this day, it is a largely Catholic city. That in turn means that it celebrates Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, the great day of celebration and indulgence before Ash Wednesday and Lent. In New Orleans, the Mardi Gras festivities build up over 4 days, culminating in the big event itself, with its parades, carnival floats and bands, and the carnival balls at night. The great New Orleans tradition of marching bands has its origins in this and other great outdoor events, and jazz has been part of it all from the days of the cornet king, Buddy Bolden. They know how to party in New Orleans, so I hear. Never experienced it, but it's fairly legendary. Anyway, let's move on to another track. Glenn Miller? Anyone ever heard of Glenn Miller? Glenn Miller and his orchestra. It happened in Sun Valley, and this is recorded in 1941. And it features, of course, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Paul Kelly, Ray Everly, and Tex Beneke, and the Modern Airs. Doesn't specify any instrumentation here, but those are the names, and with the Modern Airs on the vocals. Let's listen to Glenn Miller and his orchestra. It happened in the Sun Valley.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy up, Nellie Gray, and away we go.
while you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby.
You'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill, that's a snowplow turn. And look, there's a spill on a hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that is how we first met.
We were the Jack and Jill that came down a hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago.
There were sunbeams in the snow.
Cool snow.
And a twinkle in. And fell and so did I. Sun Valley, not so very long ago.
There were sunbeams in the snow.
And I fell in love when I saw that twinkle in your eyes.
I remember oh so clearly that you nearly passed me by. You slipped and fell, and so did I.
Now every year we go back, and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill, and we're Jack and Jill again.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra happened in Sun Valley with its packed canvas, jingle-jangle merriment, and welcoming cry of howdy, folks. This delightful vignette seems like a Norman Rockwell magazine cover come to life. Miller's vocal, A-Team, Paula Kelly, Ray Eberle, Tex Beneke, and the Modenaires are all here in this number, evidently a pastiche of the 1930 composition It Happened in Serenade, which also featured the hit Chattanooga Choo Choo, though Glenn Miller, 1904 to 1944, died at the peak of his fame with Moonlight Serenade and A String of Pearls trickling out of every jukebox in America. The brand name has never been allowed to fade away, and to this day, there is a Glenn Miller Orchestra doing the rounds under the leadership of his brother Herb, as well as numerous sound-alikes such as the British Sid Lawrence Orchestra. Glenn Miller and his orchestra, fantastic. It happened in Sun Valley. In the movie The Tender Trap, Frank Sinatra draws up the guest list for a party. Let's get some musicians, he suggests. They're more fun than earth people. And in their confrontations with everyday life, jazz musicians have often given the impression that they were dealing with an alien culture. The trombonist, Jimmy Nepper, drove up to a highway toll booth where the price for a car was 60 cents and handed over a dollar bill and a dime. What's this? Asked the attendant. It's an intelligence test, Jimmy replied. The words hot and jazz sit together as familiarly as Tom and Jerry or Laurel and Hardy. Jazz bands carry titles like the Stokers of Hayes or the Red Hot Airmen. Django Reinhardt's famous group was the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. One of the first jazz magazines was the French La Jazz Hot. Jazz men touring abroad are called the Visiting Firemen, all of which implies that jazz is a music to warm your hands at, to bring a flush of excitement to cheeks blanched, perhaps, by the chilly temperatures of the classics or the frigid mechanism of the disco. And jazz is also party music to celebrate the milestones of life. New birth, new house, new job, and the road signs of the year, birthdays, Thanksgivings, or Christmas. Hot, jazz, and swing. Orleans. And this is a swing celebration you're listening to on the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you very much for joining me once again for our 50th episode and more to come. So please go to our Facebook page, give us a like, give us a share, make some comments, share your knowledge with us, and tell your friends and family. You know, jazz, especially this time of year, swing jazz is a good thing to have around. So let's continue with that swing jazz, listening to Dinah Shore. And she's doing a classic, the Christmas song. This is Dinah Shore with orchestra conducted by Robert Emmett Dolan. 1945 in Hollywood. Let's listen to Dinah Shore doing the Christmas song on the Jazz Treasury.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Dinah Shore, the Christmas song. To Americans, this is practically the seasonal anthem, and Bretons have come to know it from the movies, where it invariably accompanies the buying of Christmas trees, snowy walks arm-in-arm in the toy-filled treasure caverns out of the windows of F.A.O. Schwartz. Dinah Shore offers an appropriately gift-wrapped and ribboned version, recorded uniquely in this collection on Christmas Day itself in 1945. A band singer in the late 30s with Xavier Cugat and the mildly jazz chamber music society of Lower Basin Street, by the war years, Dinah Shore, born 1917, is one of the top solo vocalists in the United States. Among her still-remembered hits are Yes, My Darling Daughter, Blues in the Night, and Baby, It's Cold Outside, a duet with Buddy Clark in the 50s and 60s. Her TV show was a must-see, Dinah Shore. All right, celebrate, party, moderation, folks, or stay home. Don't drive, please. I'd like you to have a Merry Christmas. And by the way, you want to hear some other great Christmas tunes, that's what we're here for. We are in an educational podcast, The Jazz Treasury. I'd like to recommend some listening for you. There are countless other jazz celebrations of the festive season. Carols and hymns have inspired the improvisations of musicians from big bands to bebop to blues. In particular, check out Chet Baker, Winter Wonderland from 1953. Babs Gonzalez, Bebop Santa Claus, 1955. My Birth Year. Dexter Gordon, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas in 1980. And Charlie Brown, Merry Christmas Baby, 1994. Lots of good music out there. And that's what we're all about, spreading this good music and giving you a little taste so that you can take it further from there. Please feel free to go to our Facebook page, The Jazz Treasury Podcast. Give us a like, give us a share, share your comments and your insights into the music. We can all learn from each other. But that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury. Thank you so much for joining me. on this swing celebration and have a merry Christmas and a peaceful holiday with your family. And stay tuned to the Jazz Treasury. We're starting a new year in 2018. We have a lot more jazz to come. And thank you for listening. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.